CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJ8 in Nottingham in the UK. Web references in the script can be found either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday the 7th of June 2026. Here are the main news headlines. Discover how vibe coding can help radio amateurs. RSGB board director attends ARIS International Conference. Trio of RSGB experts added to the RSGB convention programme. The RSGB board chairman Stuart Bryant, G3YSX, delivered a technical seminar called Vibe Coding for Radio Amateurs at the 4 Days in May symposium. The event was organised by the QRPARCI and held before the start of the Dayton Hamvention. You can now enjoy the presentation from the comfort of your own home by watching it online at tinyurl.com/FDIM vibe coding. Stuart's presentation demonstrated additional things AI can do to aid radio amateurs. His talk was delivered to a packed audience and was based on the workshops he ran at last year's RSGB convention and in Blackpool this April. If you're interested in finding out more about how radio amateurs can use AI, the RSGB is hosting workshops on the topic at its convention in October. Find out more on rsgb.org/convention-workshops. Amateur Radio on the International Space Station, or ARIS, held its annual conference in London last week. The event was organised by RSGB rep to ARIS, Kieran Morgan, M0XTD, and attended by Board Director Patrick Wood, 2E0IFB. On behalf of the RSGB President, Patrick delivered a short welcome at the event opening and attended an RSGB-sponsored evening reception, along with other RSGB board directors. ARIS international contacts are a fantastic way to demonstrate the place of amateur radio within STEM, and the RSGB continues to support this excellent outreach work. The RSGB was a founding member of the European division of ARIS in the 1990s, along with AMSAT UK, and is pleased to continue to be a globally recognised STEM activity. The RSGB has attended a trio of experts to its convention programme. RSGB ETCC member John McCulloch, GI4BWM, will deliver a lecture on ETCC, repeaters and new technology, whilst RSGB EMCC Chairman Dr. John Rogers, M0JAV, will be on hand to enhance your knowledge on EMF exclusion zones. You'll also be able to discover the results of the 12th of August eclipse propagation experiment with RSGB PSC Chairman Steve Nichols, G0KYA. These presenters have years of experience in their field, and this is your opportunity to learn directly from them. Join them at Kent's Hill Conference Centre in Milton Keynes between the 9th and 11th of October by securing your ticket at rsgb.org/convention. The Region 12 team is looking for a volunteer to become the district representative for Cambridge. If you live in the area and you're passionate about supporting local radio amateurs, then please get in touch with the regional representative Brian Woolnough, M5ADQ, via rr12@rsgb.org.uk. The role of the district representative varies from attending rallies and making club visits to supporting individual radio amateurs and responding to queries via email. View the full list of national regional team vacancies by going to the RSGB site and looking at volunteers. After a 3-week wait since the last World Radio Sport Team Championship in Italy, WRTC 2026 in the UK is nearly upon us. The RSGB is proud to be an official partner of the event and will be highlighting UK participants in its Photo Friday feature on social media. Each Friday throughout June, the Society will share an image showing you a different aspect of the championship. from the UK team to a UK volunteer, a referee, a member of the WRTC organising committee. Head to the RSGB's Facebook, Instagram or X pages to see the latest post. You can also read more about WRTC on page 45 of the July edition of RADCOM, which will be available from the 17th of June. The Blue Ham team has been actively monitoring the 60-metre band over the last few weeks. Due to the current propagation conditions, the team has decided to cancel the planned exercise in June. The next exercise is planned for October this year, and updates will be provided closer to the time. For more information, visit tinyurl.com/blueham26. Please send all your news and events to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline for submissions is 10 a.m. on the Thursday before the Sunday broadcast. Details now of rallies and events. The Broadcast Engineer Museum had an open day on Sunday the 7th of June from 11 a.m. The museum is located at 41 Kappa Avenue, Hemswell Cliff, near Gainsborough. That's in Lincolnshire, DN215XS. The museum is home to one of the largest collections of historic broadcasting equipment in the world. More information, go to becg.org.uk/events. Also today, the 7th of June, Spalding and District Amateur Radio Society's annual radio rally takes place at Spalding Rugby and Football Club, Centenary Park, Drain Bank North, Spalding, Lincolnshire, P126AF. Free car parking available, entrance fee £3, traders, caterers and RSGB stall are all on site. For details, visit sdars.org.uk. On Sunday the 14th of June, the Junction 28 Radio Rally will be held at the Post Mill Centre, South Normanton, in Derbyshire, DE552EJ. Doors open 10:15. Admission is £4. Indoor and outdoor tables available. More info and book tables, visit snadarc.com. Or contact J28FiguresRally@snadarc.com. Also on Sunday the 14th, the Mendips Radio Rally takes place at Farringdon Gurney Memorial Hall, Church Lane, Farringdon Gurney, BS396UA. Doors open 7:30 a.m. for traders, 9:30 for everybody else. Entrance is £3. More info and a table booking, contact Luke 07870168197 or email luke@mymixradio.co.uk. Now the special event news. Ramsbury Amateur Radio DX Group is active as GB1DDAY until tomorrow the 8th of June, commemorating D-Day landings. The station is operating from the decommissioned RAF and USAAF site in Ramsbury, Wiltshire. Activity is on the 80 to 10 metre bands using CWFT8 and SSB. Amateur radio operators across the USA, Canada and Mexico are active in a series of special call signs to celebrate the 2026 FIFA World Cup. Stations are active until the 19th of July from each of the cities hosting the tournament. Look out for activities on all bands and modes. More information, visit wcfigures2026ses.org. To mark the 90th anniversary of Ukashvani, also known as All India Radio, the state-owned public radio broadcaster in India, VU3YBH, will be active as 1890 VANI until the 16th of August. The station is operating using FT8 and SSB on the 2015, 12 and 10 metre bands, QSL via the Bureau. QSO will be uploaded to Club Log and Logbook of the World. DX News, Mike, VU2XB is active as VY0ZOO from Coral Harbour in Southampton Island, NA007, until mid-June. Usually operates using CW and SSB on 40 to 10 metre bands, QSL direct to Mike's home call. Mike 9 Mike 2 stroke KM9D is operated from Teluk Kelubi Beach on Rebak Island AS058. In West Malaysia, he operates low power CW on various bands, QSL via Logbook of the World. Contest news. The RSGB National Field Day started at 1500 UTC yesterday the 6th, ends at 1500 UTC today, Sunday the 7th. Using CW on the 160 to 10 metre bands where contests are allowed, the exchange is signal report and serial number. The UK 6 metre group summer contest started at 1300 UTC yesterday the 6th and ends at 1300 UTC today, Sunday the 7th of June. Using all modes on the 6 metre band, the exchange's signal report, serial number, locator and member number. The ARRL International Digital Contest started 1800 UTC yesterday the 6th, ends at 2359 UTC today, 7th. Using digital modes on the 160 to 6 metre bands where contests are allowed, the exchange is your 4-character locator. Today, the 7th of June, the UK Microwave Group Low Band Contest runs from 0900 to 1400 UTC, using all modes on the 1.3, 2.3 and 3.4 gigs frequencies. The exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Tuesday the 9th, the RSGB 432 MHz FM Activity Contest runs 1800 to 1855 UTC, FM on the 70 metre band. The exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Also, Tuesday the 9th, the RSGB 432 MHz UK Activity Contest runs 1900 to 2130 UTC, all modes on the 70 SEMS band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Wednesday the 10th, RSGB 432 MHz FT8 Activity 4-hour contest runs from 1700 to 2100 UTC, FT8 on the 70 SEMS band, the exchange's report and 4-character locator. And also on Wednesday the 10th, RSGB 432 MHz FT8 Activity 2-hour contest runs 1900 to 2100 UTC, FT8 on the 70 SEMS band. Same as above, exactly. Stations entering the 4-hour contest can enter the 2-hour contest. Also on Wednesday the 10th of June, the RSGB 80-metre Club Championship CW contest runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC, CW on the 80-metre band, the exchange's signal report and serial number. Thursday the 11th, RSGB 50 MHz UK Activity Contest runs 1900 to 2130 UTC, all modes on the 6-metre band, exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. And the IARU ATV contest starts 1200 UTC Saturday the 13th, ends 1800 UTC on Sunday the 14th of June. TV on frequencies from 432 MHz and up. The exchange's picture quality, serial number, 4-digit code and locator. Sunday the 14th of June, the RSGB 2nd 144 MHz Backpackers Contest runs 0900 to 1300 UTC, all modes on the 2-metre band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. And finally, Sunday the 14th of June, the Practical Wireless 2-metre QRP Contest runs 0900 to 1600 UTC using AM, FM, SSB and CW on the 2-metre band. The exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. A maximum of 5 watts of power can be used in this contest. Now, the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3 YLA and G4 BAO. They write, "We are awaiting the arrival of solar material as a result of the 3 coronal mass ejections, or CMEs, that erupted off the Sun. These were sparked by the 3 solar flares. These, coupled with a high-speed solar wind stream from an Earth-facing coronal hole, threatened to initiate a geomagnetic storm. The strong G3 geomagnetic storm has been predicted, which could push the KP index up to 6 or 7 and push maximum usable frequencies down, perhaps lasting through the weekend and affecting the RSGB National Field Day. Meanwhile, the solar flux index has crept up and stood at 147 on Thursday the 4th of June. This has meant that the ionosphere has been playing ball, with lots of reports of DX being worked, either through the F region propagation or sporadic E. The 10-metre band has been sounding like 20 metres at times, especially around the FT8 frequencies of 28.074 MHz. DX to be worked this week includes a 5Z4MM0ZBH in Kenya, 8Q7ML in the Maldives, VJ2L on Lord Howe Island, 5H1KB in Tanzania and 9X5KM operating from Rwanda. are now heading for midsummer, which means the 20-metre band may be open 24 hours a day. In general, F-region maximum usable frequencies, or MUFs, will be lower than in winter or spring. However, Sporadic-E makes up for that with strong signals on the higher HF bands out to 1,500 kilometres on a single hop, with occasional multi-hop openings. Next week, NOAA predicts the solar flux index will decline, perhaps to 120 or 135. After the recent geomagnetic upset clears, conditions are predicted to stabilise, with the KP index forecast to be around 2 for the beginning of the coming week. Unsettled geomagnetic conditions are then forecast from Tuesday the 11th to Sunday the 14th, with the potential for the KP index to hit between 4 and 6, with a corresponding drop in the MUF. VHF and up, the unsettled weather has brought some heavy rain, a few chances of rain scatter for the gigahertz band, but it does also tend to limit the chances of tropo. However, it is the UK that retains the unsettled weather, whereas the continent is still enjoying relatively high pressure. So perhaps stations in southern Britain may be able to gain some occasional tropo advantage. There are options for meteor scatter from the Ariatids, which peak early this coming week. Some predict it'll be a strong shower this year, since it's a daytime meteor shower. It can be very useful for Sporadic-E, which makes use of the ionisation they leave behind. The KP index has been gently disturbed at times, but not enough to generate any exciting radio aurora. However, it has been disturbed enough to subdue Sporadic-E at times, as this depends on a stable and low KP index to be most effective. Sporadic-E itself has provided some reasonable European openings and a few longer multi-hop paths for the digital modes. This unsettled weather produces strong jet streams for summer and should continue to be useful for providing the turbulence needed as part of the process for making Sporadic-E. The placement of the jet streams may, however, be confined to the northwestern fringe of Europe and perhaps prompting a focus on Scandinavia and northern Europe for any resulting Sporadic-E. EME now, and after last week's low declination and apogee, this week sees moon declination increasing again and path losses falling. The 144 meg sky temperature is low all week. And that's it from the propagation team for this week, and that's all from me until next week also.